Old Fork.
Rib City on Manchester, just east of 270 in the Colonnade Center. It's easy to find. Save room for that coconut cream pie. It's a delight. Hungry? Make it Rib City.
Stay ahead of engine threats like gunk, corrosion, and wear with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. The best total engine protection you can get. Choose it today.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Take a load off something.
Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man
is? I think the band is called The Band, and it's called, the right. Song is called The Weight.
Right? It is.
The what?
The Weight.
The Weight. Take the load off, man.
Take the load off, Manny.
Take a load off, Manny.
Oh, for free.
What? Take a load off, Manny.
Take a load off, Manny.
Manny?
I think it's Fanny.
Fanny.
Put
the load right on me. Yeah. That's disgusting. Thanks. That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
Keep it, Fanny.
Realize.
Well, somebody here, just before we went on the air, took a load off their fannies in our bathroom. And when I walked in, Dan said, and it's right out of the Jim Carrey, do not go in there.
Oh,
that's what
goodness.
He said to me. Do not go in our men's room.
Oh.
He said, it's the worst ever, Code Brown.
Yes.
I didn't go for it.
No, I didn't. I haven't gone either. Like, from
well,
the
I
Dan's
just went
warning.
In, yeah. And it's all clear.
It's dissipated?
It's all clear.
Now, we
probably
got,
took an hour.
We got a couple of guys standing outside the glass here. Can they hear us out there? You guys, St. Morgan's Produce.
Can you guys hear us?
Can you hear us?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
yeah.
They can. Yeah.
Can you hear us out there? Is it St. Morgan Produce Farm or Farms with an S? One farm. St. Morgan Produce Farm. These guys, a father and son, am I right? The son is a military officer impersonator. He's going to prison for that. It's a long story. They brought me a big bag of homegrown tomatoes.
Brought you?
Yes.
Oh.
Are these are just for me, aren't they? Yeah. He said, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see.
So
okay. You can have mine.
No, you don't like tomatoes. I love homegrown tomatoes. This is homegrown tomato season. We're in it right now. So these beautiful tomatoes, and they're not quite red yet. Oh, thank you. Let's take a break and listen to this great song.
Ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden. Get you ripe and don't get a heart.
Don't
what?
Get a heart. Don't
get a heart.
All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging. Every time I go out and pick me a big
one. Pick me a big one.
Homegrown tomatoes.
Homegrown tomatoes.
What will I be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy. And that's
true love and homegrown tomatoes. It's a great song. Dedicate this to St. Morgan Produce Farm. Now let it play. Shoot,
oh, yeah,
that's
okay.
A good song. Make me a first one that gets ripe, a big BLT, apple with bacon.
You can go out to eat, and that's for sure. But it's nothing the homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs, you can eat them with gravy. Eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on a side, put them in the middle. Put a homegrown tomato on a hot can griddle.
Yeah,
homegrown
tomatoes.
Homegrown
feel free
tomatoes.
To sing along. What would I be without homegrown tomatoes?
Only two things that money can't buy. That's
true love and homegrown tomatoes. I love the ending to this song, too. That's, you didn't know that's Bruce Lipper's.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they played on this on the session.
If I was to change this life I lead, well, I'd feed Johnny tomato seed. Cause I know what this country needs. It's homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery.
garden be much better, and I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes.
Yeah.
Homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes.
Huh. These guys know how to wrap up and end the song. You'll hear it.
Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Money can buy homegrown tomatoes, though. Not just your home. I mean, song really doesn't make sense.
Two things money can't. You know, you're right. You can buy. They need to rewrite.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And you can also buy love.
I'm sure St. Morgan Produce Farm would say, yes, your money can buy homegrown tomatoes. Come to our farm.
Oh, listen, hold on. Big finish.
Is there?
That's it.
That was it.
That's it.
That's the big
that
finish.
Was the big finish.
So here's the thing I didn't know till last year.
Yeah.
As long as I've lived, I've seen people put tomatoes in the windowsill. They set them up in the windowsill. No.
Let them ripen there?
No.
Yeah.
No, you don't do that. It doesn't work. Here's what works. I'm not making this up. A listener told me this, and I did it, and I'm not kidding. It works. You put them in a brown paper bag and put them in a dark closet. Close the door. And you leave them in the dark. And you go back a few days later. They are red, red, red. Now, how does that work? Sunlight or light apparently has nothing to do with it. Let me ask the Morgan Produce Farm guy. Is that right? A dark place, right? Tomatoes. They know. They're in the produce
business. They say, yeah.
A dark place, your tomatoes will get right. All right, we got a lot of time to play. 314-969. Thank you for the tomatoes, by the way. They're fantastic, and I'm not sharing them with anybody. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550. KTRS. It's Anything Goes Thursday, and I see a name on the screen, and I know who it is.
Oh, yeah.
We tried to kick him off the talent show, and then we felt bad about it, so we put him back on. He keeps coming back for more. You got to give him an A-plus for perseverance. Dave, how are you?
I'm AM in the PM,
well,
of course.
Well, we can tell. We know that. Where are you, Dave? You're obviously in the car.
Yeah, I'm on my way home from work. I get to hear you guys every day at 4 o'clock, 4:15.
Do you like homegrown tomatoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, most good Americans do. Peon does not like tomatoes.
He's not really a true
American.
I also like sliced fried green tomatoes.
Oh, my goodness, so do I. Fried green tomatoes. Oh, my goodness, it's a good eating.
Yeah.
So what do you do? Where do you work?
Do
what? What do you do? What kind of work?
Right now I'm head of housekeeping at pipe fitting company.
Pipe fitting, something I know nothing about. Well, as everybody knows, Dave is from Hazelwood, and every week he tells a joke or tries to tell a joke, and he's going to do that, I guess, again today. Dave, it's all yours. Dave.
And you know, Monday when I talked to Jose, you made the comment about me being on every day. There was one week when I did call all 4 days that you're on.
That's a great story.
Hey, you also called Jose about your phone issue, and it sounds like it's still going on with you not being able to hear. Did you check the settings on your phone?
I cannot find the volume setting on it, so I can just barely hear you when I'm on the road.
Well, stop trying to milk more time out of this talent thing and hog the show, even though we appreciate it because there's less for us to do. Are you ready with your joke?
Yes, I am.
All right, from Hazelwood, Missouri, here's Dave for the, I guess, 15th time. Now, take it away, Dave.
There was a guy that had a pet bear, and he was a great bear. He was very good-natured. It wasn't any problem to control. As long as you didn't mess with him, he was okay. And the guy had a favorite bar that he used to like to hang out, and he would take the bear with him. Well, everybody in the bar knew the bear.
True.
They knew that he was a good pet. They knew that as long as they didn't mess with him, he wouldn't bother them, and everybody got along really well.
Yeah, this has to do with
one day the guy came into the bar, and he came up to the bartender, and he said, hey, listen. He says, I have to go out of town for 2 days. He said, and I don't have anybody to watch my bear. I said, is there any way you'll let me leave my bear in that back room back there that nobody ever uses? He said, you know he won't be any problem. You just give him his food and water, and everything will be fine. The bartender says, well, sure, we can do that because he's never caused any problems in here. So the guy says, well, thank you very much. I'll bring you by tomorrow because I got to leave tomorrow. So the next day, the guy drops the bear off and goes on his trip.
He eats a woman.
The day after that, a new guy comes into the bar. He's never been in there before. Obnoxious. He'd give everybody a hard time. arguing with everybody and acting like he's real tough. Some of the people just got up and left because he was so obnoxious. Finally, the bartender had enough, and he said, listen, buddy, you think you're so tough? There's a guy back there in that back room that'll whip your ass if you want to give him a try. Go on back there. The guy said, I can whip anybody. So he goes back in there, slams the door. Boy, for the next 5 minutes, you hear ripping and snorting, glass breaking, furniture crashing, ripping, roar. And all of a sudden, there's dead silence. A few seconds later, the guy comes back out, closes the door, brushes his hands off and his clothes off as he walks across the bar room, sits back down at the bar, takes a couple of sips of his beer, looks up at the bartender and says, you tell that guy when he wakes up that his fur coat's hanging on the doorknob.
Okay, all right. Good one. I didn't know it. There's another version, but that's better. I like yours better. Quick conference. Hang on, Dave. We're keeping your phone number. We were going to throw it away, but now we're going to keep it because that was very well done.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
All right, Dave, get your phone fixed, okay?
I'm learning from the master.
All right, thank you, Dave. All right.
Thank you.
I've actually started to enjoy Dave. That's a good joke. His fur coat's hanging on the door. He did a good job. This should be, and is not, because I hit the wrong button. Hang on, hold, and then I go to this one. So that's Charlie. Hello, Charlie.
Hi. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are you, Charlie?
I'm good, Frank. Hi, guys.
Hey, Charlie.
What can we do for you, Charlie?
So I'm calling because earlier in the show today, you were talking about inhaling air in your butt.
Right, in your rectum, yes.
Yes.
Can you do that?
Well, when I was for my ninth birthday party, growing up, my mom would always have all the kids over in my class for my birthday.
Right.
All the guys would spend the night. So on my ninth birthday party, we were all getting ready to go to sleep in the living room and sleeping bags and stuff. I was like sitting on my chair and then I kind of turned upside down just trying to get comfortable and then it happened, you know, I inhaled the air in my butt and I pushed it out and it was a solid fart came out and all my friends were cracking up and everything. And, for the rest of the night, we were teaching each other how to do it. And then just farting, we farted all night, you know, and it was awesome. It was so much fun.
I bet it was awesome.
Yeah, and
so it is teachable. That's what you're saying.
I didn't realize
it's teachable, and I know how. If you guys want to know how to do it, I'm sure there's a lot of people who know how to
Well,
do
sure.
It.
Well, maybe not, it's not in
is
the room,
it,
but
is it something you could tell us how to do, or do you have to?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, have you ever belched before? Like,
oh, sure.
You know, inhaled the air.
Sure. Sure.
Okay. Well, it's similar to that. But so what you do is you sit in the chair, and then you sit upside down in the chair.
How do you sit upside down?
Lay your back on the bottom part of the chair.
Okay, I got you. Your back's on the floor.
No, your back is on the seat of the chair.
And your legs
are
up on the back of the
chair.
Okay, I got it.
It's pretty much like that, yeah, and you kind of slide. So now you're pretty much, your rectum is... is right up facing the North Star. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, you got your kind of legs back, yeah.
Yeah. And then you kind of do the same motion that you would with inhaling air into your lungs that you do with your butt, and it's kind of like you'll feel it. I mean, so that air will welcome right into your butt.
Do you use like your... your abdominal muscles, did they come into play? Is that how...
It kind of, but I'm telling you, it is right once you have your rectum in the air in facing upward, that air will just want to come in. Like you'll feel it. It'll just... So then once it's in, then you just push it out, and it's a nice fart. And then you will have fun with your friends if you want to try.
Well, that sure sounds like...
Don't push too hard, though.
What if you're so fat you can't find your abdominal muscles? Does that matter? Heavy guys?
No, you don't need it. Yeah, you can be heavy. You can be whatever. Because I had a really chubby friend, and he was doing some of the loudest ones out of all of us.
Did your mom come down and see all this? Did she?
Yeah,
she did?
Came out. She came out because we were being
loud,
really, really loud,
a lot of noise. Yeah.
Well, how many guys? How many guys were there?
There were six of us.
Well, so that's...
Yeah, you know, six. That's an orchestra.
That's like a horn section.
That would get your attention. Small orchestra.
Yeah.
And so when she came down, did she laugh? You guys are disgusting?
Oh, yeah. She's the type of mom where she thought it was one of the funniest things ever.
Did she do it? Did you show her how to do it? Because that's a really cool...
No, that's
a cool mom. That's the coolest mom. She's, let me try it.
I don't think that's something you show your mom
No.
Well,
no,
I'll tell you what. Charlie, go ahead, Dump Pian, go ahead.
Now I have a question. Is the aroma the same as a regular
one? I'm
going
to say no.
It depends on, you know, like what you ate, really. Because
it's not coming from
Depends if you're old. Yeah.
It's not coming from your stomach. It's coming from
just
the
air
outside
that you pull
air.
In.
Yeah. So it's,
you're just releasing air you took in. It's room air.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It is room air. But if you ate something that was not, you know, whatever, if it was spicy or whatever,
hard-boiled eggs,
go to the bathroom, there's going to be those particles still in that cavity.
Charlie, you're an expert on this.
No, yeah.
Honest to goodness, you're an expert. How old are you, Charlie?
24.
So you first discovered this 13 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it sounds to me like you've enjoyed it many, many times.
Well, I would imagine.
There have been a few times where I get the old group back together. And
get the band
the
back
old,
together.
The old gang.
Yeah, get the band together.
Get the horn section back together. Charlie, I got to tell you, this might be one of the most informative calls we've ever had. I think you deserve a round of applause.
Beat that, Charlie Brennan.
I cannot imagine anybody else doing a better job. I'm going to try this. I hate to admit it. I'm probably going to try it. Yeah, when I'm by myself.
I'm going to try as well.
I'm intrigued. Why would you? I'm intrigued.
What would be the downside of trying?
No, well, I'll try it.
Yeah, not together.
I'm glad I could help you guys out. So.
All right. Now, Charlie, please tell me you can do this clothes. You guys didn't have your clothes off doing this.
No, we were in our like boxers and stuff. No, so that's all.
Okay.
A lot of my buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie, take your clothes off, then it becomes weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise,
it's a whole different thing.
Otherwise, it's not weird.
No.
Yeah. Charlie, thank you. I'm so glad you called. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys. You guys are the best.
All right. Well, thank you. Charlie, 23-year-old Charlie.
Group of six friends with their butts in the air.
And he says your rectum welcomes the air.
Yeah.
I like the way he put that. Almost
welcomes.
Like it wants it. Please give me some air.
Come on in. To rectum speaking.
All day long, I just breathe out. I want to get some fresh air in here.
I'm tired of always giving, you know. I'd like to be a taker.
Oh.
This is the learning show. It's fascinating.
Really,
it's scientific.
Show.
Now, are you going to wait until your wife leaves to try this at home, or are you going to go in the other room and have the danger of her maybe walking
in? I'll do when she's not there. That's all I need is for her to walk in after everything else that I've done. Walk in with me upside down.
You can teach
chair.
Your grandson while he's here.
Look what Grumpy taught me. He gets up on the chair.
Boy. Man, I'm glad Charlie called. Let's go to Jim. Jim, how are you?
I'm fine. Fine, thank you. I have a song I'd like to sing for your talent show.
Oh, my goodness, another contestant for the talent show. Jim, can I ask you a couple of questions? What part of town do you live in?
I live in Creve Coeur.
Creve Coeur. And what's your story? Are you married or kid? No, not married?
Just single, yes, sir.
Yeah. How old are you, Jim?
60.
60? Ever been married?
Well, 62. I lied.
Okay, that's all right. Have you ever been married?
Yes. It didn't work out.
Okay. For guys who are thinking about getting married because you've now lived both lives, which is better, you're not married or married?
Definitely not married. I like that.
Well, that seems to be the consensus. And what do you do for a living? Or do you work?
I do work. Yes, it's just a lousy job. It's a lousy job. I don't like talking about it.
Would your real name? Would your real name be Brian by any chance?
No.
No. Okay. No. Jim, what song are you going to sing?
This is called "Take Me Home, Country Road."
John Denver.
I'm going to sing the first verse and the first chorus. It's going to keep it short.
We're all ears. From Creve Coeur, here's Brian.
Almost heaven,
West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River, life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountain, blowing in the breeze,
country road,
take me home, to the place.
Well, we admire perseverance. We admire people who keep coming back and trying again and again and again. That was nice.
Well, wasn't that good? That's right. I know. Couldn't hit the high note. Hey, I have a comment for Dan. Are you there, Dan?
Dan's here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Here's my impersonation of Dan. Wow. Hey, Dan, I hear you tease broadcasting. You know, if I walk in a room and you're the broadcast teacher, I would not only walk, I would run to the nearest exit and demand a refund.
Well, good.
Why did you say your name was Jim when it's Brian?
Yeah.
What's that about?
I mean, he's awful. Brian,
were you afraid if you said you were Brian, we wouldn't take your call? Yeah, that's what I thought.
That was your turn, Dan.
It was my turn.
That's your typical
the roulette cowards, wheel fell on your
that's
name.
That's your coward's exit when you call somebody out. Says he's Jim, but he's Brian, and you call him on it, he hangs up the phone.
Well, I felt left out before because he went after you first. He went after Frank.
Well, now you don't feel left out anymore.
And then he went after Peon the
now
last
he got
time.
You. He nailed you. This is a hateful guy who absolutely can't stand any of us for the life of me.
But still listens to every minute of every day.
He's always listening. Before we break,
Thank
we're
going to
bring Jack Butler in here. Hello, Jack. How are you?
Hey, Frank Opinion, how are you, sir?
We're doing great, Jack. Are you
Radio Hall of Famer, Jack Butler?
Yes. Are you calling to be on the talent show?
No, I'm not. I don't have any talent after the last caller. And the guys before that were talking about doing the inverted flagellant dance, I don't know how to do that either.
Well, I don't think
but
most
I wanted
do.
To give you just a brief answer to your question. You were asking how it is that you put tomatoes in a bag and they become ripe?
Yes, in the dark.
Okay, what it is there is a gas that is released. You ever heard the song, obviously, One Bad Apple Spoils the Whole Bunch?
Yes, I have.
It releases what they call ethylene, which is an odorless, tasteless gas, and it causes the fruiting structure of a plant to mature.
This is like a scientist.
Wow.
And so so light is irrelevant. You don't need light, obviously.
Well, you need light for photosynthesis and the actual plant to grow.
Good Lord.
But what you're saying is if you put it in a brown paper bag, it actually allows this gas. It's trapped in this gas, and that is the gas that's responsible for the ripening process. So you've just accelerated it.
Exactly. It's like if you take a bunch of bananas and you see one kind of go brown, and next thing you know, you wake up the next day and three or four are brown. That's the odorless, tasteless gas that's causing the banana, which is the fruiting structure of a plant, to mature.
How do you know all this?
I took botany in college, and I know how to grow things.
Now someone called and said, yeah, he knows how to grow things, if you know what I mean.
What does that mean?
Well,
I have no idea what he's talking
about. I don't know what you're talking about, Dan. What are you saying?
You're insulting
me. He's insulting me.
I'm sorry.
Jack Butler.
Almost sounds like he's trying to say you grow dope or you're weed. You're a dope hit, doper or something.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, you apologize.
I'm sorry, Jack Butler.
What's your question for Jack?
No, the same holds true for bananas, correct? Green bananas, you could get those and put those in a bag.
Oh, you can get them to ripen faster. Yeah, I would imagine so.
Like I said, it's one of the seven growth hormones in a plant's fruiting structure.
Ooh, and
he's smart. It's called ethylene, and it's an odorless, tasteless gas. So if you want something mature, say you've got a bunch of green bananas, put them in a bag, and give them about a day or two, and they'll be ripe.
Wow.
Awesome. Man, I wish we had smart people like that that work here. We got a bunch of dopes.
Yeah,
me too, Jack. So do I.
Okay. Jack, hey, I wanted to say before I get off the air, because
sure.
I haven't talked to you in quite a while, I am AM Independent.
Oh, that's good to hear. Always good to hear. Jack, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Be well.
Radio Hall of Famer.
What a radio legend.
Host of the Jack Butler Show. I can't stop taking calls. I know we have to do some business. Can I take one more?
Well, sure.
Sneak one more in here. I have to turn to you for permission. Bill, how are you?
I'm all right, Frank. How are you? AM and PM.
Thank you, Bill. Hallelujah. And Bill, how? I'm sorry?
Oh, I was just going to say I've been listening since the KUSA days.
80s. Whoa. Mid-80s. Thank you for that. How can we help you, Bill?
Well, I wasn't going to call in because I thought it was kind of stupid, but no. I'm going to do it anyway.
No.
I got a long ride to work, so I got all kinds of time to think about whatever. And got to work today and had a half hour and before work started. And I looked up and saw something, and I thought Dan could use it to make a little extra money for him in the band.
Well, what's that?
That he gets a sponsor for the band. And I figure it'd work out perfect that R&R Sanitation sponsors the Southside Johnny Band.
Johnny.
Oh, because Johnny.
Johnny,
gotcha.
Like the John.
Yeah. Yeah. I got you.
Well, that's something. I told you it was stupid.
No, it's not stupid. No, it's not stupid at all, Bill.
Very clever time.
That is not stupid. I think that's a great idea. Now, what kind of work do you do?
Oh, construction.
Yeah, so you're actually a real hard-working guy, not like us. You really work for a living.
Yeah. Right. Now I'm making $10 an hour, driving an hour and a half to work. $10 an hour less than I normally make to drive an hour and a half to work.
And less, why? Because there was a cutback of some sort?
No, because it's outside of my district.
Ah, okay. Well, you know what? Thank you for taking us with you. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
All right, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Bill did not sound happy about his life or his job.
No.
I think
he wasn't even very confident in what he had to tell Dan.
Here's a stupid idea. And it wasn't stupid.
No.
Bill,
exactly.
You're too hard on yourself. Here's the thing you got to know, Bill. You're AM and the PM, so you're special. Okay? You're better than others. Let me make this clear. People who listen to this show are better than other people. Would you agree, Pion?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Look down on them. Hold your head
high. Feel sorry for them.
Feel sorry. Don't be mean to them. If you say, I'm aiming the PM, they go, what does that mean? Pity them. That's sad. That is very sad. That's a sad life. Be nice to them. The same way you would to someone who's mentally challenged or, you know, they don't know any better. Maybe at some point they were denied. Like that guy whose grandmother had a stroke. He didn't want her listening to us, even though she left. That's cruel. That's cruel. So be nice to them. They can't help it. Well, they could help. They could listen.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know all the circumstances. I have to take a break or we're going to be off the air. Matheny Heating and Cooling, one of the people we are so proud to speak for, and they came on board. Again, I'm not good with the timeline thing. 12 years ago, I don't know, but we hope they're here as long as we're here, and we hope that you will consider calling them the next time something happens and that heating and cooling system is not doing what it's supposed to do. Now, today it's getting a break. You can't use today as a gauge of anything. Tomorrow and Saturday, the steam comes back on. So unless you're in the business or your brother owns a heating and cooling company or something like that, you have no reason, no allegiance to anybody else, and you probably only call the last place you called because somebody said, here, call this place. Or you went online and just grabbed the first thing that popped up when you searched heating and cooling. I don't know why you call them. Don't call them again. Call Matheny. We're asking you to do this. We never ask you to do anything that we don't think you're going to thank us for. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 73 years in business, although I don't know how important that is to a lot of people. I think it's kind of important. I think it's important that it's a family business, that it's local, that there actually are people named Matheny, three generations of them. I think you need to know that if you live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, any part of either county, they would be happy to become your heating and cooling company. And you don't have to worry about what make or model or type or size it is. You can be a business. It can be a residence. It can be large. It can be small. They'll take great care of you. And once you have them service your system, you will make a mental note, this is the company I'm always going to call. And that's really what you want from any place where you do business, is to enjoy the process and the service and appreciate it so much, you never again have to consider who to call. You found your heating and cooling company, and it's Matheny. Sorry, Illinois. They don't service customers in Illinois, and maybe one day that'll change. But for now, Matheny, Matheny, Matheny. Remember that name. Website's MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meep, meep.
Let's check on traffic now with Tim Weiland.
Okay, they've cleared that crash that was on southbound 55 near McNutt. Now, traffic is still running a bit slow between Highway M and Highway Z. We have traffic downtown eastbound 40 stacking up at Grand at the Poplar Street Bridge. That right lane northbound 55 is back onto Highway 44. They've also cleared the accident that was on the ramp from westbound 44 onto Lindbergh. We are slow on westbound 44 from about Soccer Park Road out through Merritts. Eastbound 270, that's really jamming up now from 370 around the bend to New Florissant. Westbound 70, a bit slow between Jennings Station Road, Lucas and Hunt. You're heavy past the airport. Also on westbound 40, look for stop-and-go traffic, Kings Highway through McCausland. A little slow before the Boone Bridge, and then from Winghaven out through Prospect. And this traffic report brought to you by Sprint. There are lots of different families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. Visit Sprint.com/FamilyShare to learn more. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Begin your Saturday with KTRS. At 7 a.m., it's the yard sale.
Welcome to the First Community Credit Union Big 550 Yard Sale.
Followed at 9 by Animal Advice.
Welcome back to the Animal Advice Show, brought to you by Nestle Purina. I'm Andrew Dowd.
At 10, it's Straight Talk on Retirement.
I'm Jeff Lapidus, president of JBL Financial Services.
Followed by the Inside Out Show with Jim McMillan and John Shea at 11.
I'm Jim McMillan, alongside my partner, Mr. John Shea.
Saturday mornings are special on KTRS, live and local.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
July has got to be the best month of the year with big celebrations, vacations, and plenty of leisure time outdoors. If firing up the barbecue grill and relaxing in your yard is your definition of leisure, then you should make Suburban Leisure Center your ultimate destination. Why? Well, this is the perfect time to take advantage of Suburban Leisure Center's clearance sale, where you can save up to 50%. You can get what you need to have a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands and gas grills from Broil King, Green Mountain, Sapphire, and Vision. Basically, everything you need that will make you go, ah, on the patio. Right now, you're in luck because you could save up to 50% while you still have plenty of time to enjoy summer. Bottom line, it's barbecues and more and patio furniture galore at Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Hey, you know why thousands of homeowners have had their homes coated with RhinoShield permanent ceramic coating? To eliminate the hassle and expense of painting year after year after year. With RhinoShield's 25-year warranty, you coat your home once and you're done, guaranteed. And guys, not only can you scratch painting your home every few years off your honey-do list, RhinoShield comes in your favorite color, the color that makes your wife happy. RhinoShield is perfect for wood, brick, stucco, hardy board, steel, and vinyl. And unlike vinyl, RhinoShield resists mold and mildew. So why wait? Call now for your free estimate. 877-25-RHINO. RhinoShield permanent ceramic coating for your home or business. 877-25-RHINO.
Don't paint, don't vinyl. Go RhinoShield. Never paint your house again. RhinoShield.
RhinoShield permanent ceramic coating. It's more affordable than you think. Call 877-25-RHINO or visit 877-25-RHINO.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Want your home to make a statement? Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Their certified lighting specialists are trained to work with you, your builder, or your designer, so you can discover the perfect lighting for your space. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. And right now, save on LED bulbs with Metro Lighting and Ameren's Act on Energy program. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Come celebrate new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline with a chance to upgrade your drive when you fill up at Shell. Introducing the 100 BMWs and 100-day sweepstakes. Swipe your fuel rewards card to enter to win a BMW 320i. Don't have a card? Get one free at participating Shell stations or visit fuelrewards.com/win. Offer ends September 8th, 2015. No purchase necessary. See official rules at shell.us/win. Void in Maryland, New Jersey, and Virginia where prohibited by law.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hartcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS, the Big 550, where we discuss your money in an easy-to-understand manner. We'll have interesting guests chat about money, the current marketplace, and the wonderful world of investing. Also, listen for my Money Market Wrap-Ups Monday through Friday on the Big 550 a.m. at 4 p.m. That's the Big 550 KTRS at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday.
This is the sound made by one of Charlie's friends turned upside down. It sounds just like a clarinet or something. We have time for a couple of calls, quick ones. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. This is John. John, how are you?
Well, good. Frank, how are you?
I'm having a great day. What's going on?
Isn't it excellent weather?
Yes, it's fantastic.
Fantastic. I got a Corvette like you do, too.
All right. You got convertible or target top coupe? What?
Target. It's a coupe. Yes, sir.
Yeah. But you almost did it.
Anyhow.
I'm bad about this, but when I was talking to Dan, and this is really strange, I went up to one of the automotive stores here in St. Charles and was going to buy like one of these headlight restore kits or whatever.
Yes, I can't stand that when people let that headlight cover get dingy like that.
Yeah, you know, it gets that yellowing or whatever.
Right.
And I bought some stuff from 3M, and the fellow up there, he told me to go to Walgreens and buy, like, some Deep Woods off that contains, it's got to contain DEET.
Right.
And this, I've got, like, a pump bottle that contains 25% DEET.
Right.
Sprayed it on my wife's, she's got a car, it's a 2008 Honda, and cleared them up.
You got to be kidding me.
Wow.
No, sir. I'm telling you. And one of my friends, he's got a little Hyundai, and it made it like 80%, if not in the one headlight, 90%.
I don't understand people that have those, and what we're talking about is the headlights that are covered with that plastic, and they get yellow and dingy. Not only can you not see at night driving, people can't see you. That drives me nuts. I don't know how they stand that.
But I'm telling you, it works.
So mosquito repellent with DEET.
Yeah, I got the Johnson Deep Woods off.
I have some at home.
And just use the pump bottle. try it on a small section, and it will take, you know, I've sprayed on a rag. And
now, you
I
had to do the inside of the lens, too, right? Not just
the
outside.
You know what? I wish I could, and I don't know how I would do that on her car to take those out on the outside. I mean, it just cleaned it up really good, because he told me, it was up at AutoZone. Right. He goes, man, he goes, try some of that, and I went to Walgreens up here in St. Charles and bought some, and it really works.
Right.
I've been on a couple friends' cars, and I still have, I'm looking at like a third of a bottle left.
All right, John, we got to run. Thank you. Thanks for the
welcome.
Thanks for the
My
tip.
Friend.
We appreciate it. Bye-bye. See? Like Heloise. That guy. Let's go to Todd. Hello, Todd. How are you?
I'm Amen PM.
That's a good way to be. I got about a minute. It's yours.
Okay. Hey, I got a story about taking air in with your butt.
Okay.
In high school, I was dating a girl, and we were in a room, you know, just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Her two little brothers come running in there and flopped down on the floor and went in. They started banging them off just right and left. And she was so embarrassed.
Well, yeah.
She went running in and telling her mom and dad, you know, and she thought I was going to be upset about it. I said, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So, it was a pretty good evening. I tried to get him to show me how to do it, but I couldn't do it. So.
Yeah, that's what you want to do in front of your girlfriend's parents is practice taking air in your rectum.
Yeah.
That'll get them to like you.
Yeah.
Good story, Todd.
All right.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Who'd have thought that topic would generate this kind of interest? Bill Cleveland's on the way. He's the Mall of America, which I believe is in Minneapolis.
Yeah, that's on one of our stops.
It is the largest shopping mall in the world. And I've only been there very briefly one time. I had to see an ophthalmologist in Minneapolis, one of 16 that I've seen in my life. And we just stopped and had lunch there. I didn't see much of it, but I realized it would take 3 days.
There's an amusement park.
It's a roller coaster. Yeah. I mean, it's so let us know after you go. I'd love, well, we'll get a little report from Bill here in a minute. Thompson Price is the name of a man, name of a company, a kitchen and bath remodeling company, and a really good one. Some people use the term high end. Well, they're high end. Okay, yeah, they are. Great. That's what I want. I want somebody high end. I want somebody to do it right. I don't want to be overcharged, but I when I do things, I like to get it. Somebody told me one time, you never want to buy the most expensive of anything. Take it one notch down. And they use the example of washing machine. You can buy a washing machine. The most expensive one's got junk on it you'll never use. All digital, electronic, you'll never use any of it. Get the next level down. Don't get the cheapest. And I feel kind of that way about a lot of things. This is a high-end, not inexpensive, but not overpriced kitchen and bath remodeling company, and they do it right or they won't do it. They're perfectionists, and when they're finished, you're going to stand in that kitchen or that bathroom for years and years and years and years, and every time you look around, you go, wow, this is some of the best money we ever spent. The showroom is in De Pere if you want to see a small sample of what they do. It's a big showroom, but it's still a small sample because the possibilities are endless. In De Pere, about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, next to McAllister's Deli. Ladies, there's a TJ Maxx in there, and I know you know where that is. The showroom says we only look expensive. And when you see what they do, you'd think you'd have to pay more than you do. Nothing that's done right, the word cheap comes to mind, is not ever going to be cheap, but you don't want to overpay. You want your money's worth, and that's what you'll get from Thompson Price. Website, check it out, is thompsonprice.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Well, this slowdown between Highway N and Prospect out in Lake St. Louis on westbound 40 is due to an accident. It's on the left shoulder, but traffic really squeaking by there. Southbound 270, some stop-and-go traffic between Page down through Ladue, and then it's going to be running slow areas between 40 down through Highway 55. And eastbound 40 downtown, you are now slowing from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Play the new Escape to Margaritaville Scratchers game from the Missouri Lottery. Enter non-winning tickets at m-olottery.com for a chance to win a dream vacation to a Margaritaville resort. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
How many of you are thinking about replacing your old deck or adding a new one to your outdoor living space? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Outdoor Living at I-44 in Big Bend. Outdoor Living has a showroom with over 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screen porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of what they have. They also operate their own lumber yard to supply all of the decking materials used for your project. So if you're a professional or an amateur or a homeowner, where are you going to go? Outdoor Living. The Outdoor Living also stocks AZEK decking made of 100% cellular PVC. It provides superior stain, scratch, mold, mildew resistance, and comes in 17 colors to choose from. You can get all the material, and you can do it yourself, or you can have a professional do it, courtesy of Outdoor Living, Inc., I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood, 314-966-3325, or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
From the Mall of America, Minneapolis, to Bill Clevland, 7 Bill Clevland, the Cleed Cab, your AM and PM cab company, STL Taxi is the app. Download it. It's free and it works. It's a great way to get a Cleed Cab. And now from Minneapolis and the Mall of America, here's Bill Clevland.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
It's and this is my mistake as well, it's Bloomington. Minnesota, the Mall of America.
My goodness, that we got that
right outside. You mentioned, I heard you talking a little bit on a hold there, and yeah, it's over 1 million square feet of mall space.
To give people an example, a big Walmart would be like 45,000 square feet. This is 1 million.
It is really, I hate to use the unbelievable, but it is absolutely unbelievable. I think there are 527 stores inside this mall.
Oh my goodness.
And I apologize, being a professional, I came outside for a quiet place to talk to you. It turns out the Minneapolis airport is apparently right next door, so a jumbo jet flies over every, like, 30 seconds.
What?
I apologize for that. Yeah, you hear me. Come on.
No, actually, this is as clear a signal as we've ever had. Even with
Isn't that fantastic? I know we don't have a lot of time. No, I know we're out of time, but I have to share a story with you. Maybe we'll have to do it on Monday. My dad, I'm traveling with my dad, Rick Cleveland, and there's a website and a hashtag people use, and it's SH My Dad Says. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yes, right.
With this.
Right.
And so, state on Monday, I'm going to share a story with you, but my dad will walk you through downtown Minneapolis late at night. That's all I'm going to share with you right now. I thought we were going to die. That's all I'm going
to
say.
We look forward to it. Thank you, Bill. Go ride the roller coaster.